3 years ago, Mitsubishi Motors agreed to pay a record $34 million settlement to resolve a sexual harassment lawsuit. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission had sued on behalf of women at a plant in Normal, Illinois. Many had complained of pervasive and routine sexual harassment. A group of observers has issued a new report on whether behavior has changed at Mitsubishi. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Since its settlement with the federal government, Mitsubishi Motors has instituted a zero-tolerance policy for sexual harassment, firing and disciplining workers who violate it. Nancy Kreider, a researcher with the employment advocacy group Women Employed, is one of three monitors who've tracked the company's progress. The panel's final report was presented to a federal judge yesterday. Kreider says the panel found the working environment on the plant floor has changed significantly. For example, she says a Mitsubishi employee would not hesitate to report inappropriate behavior to supervisors.
They would expect anybody who violated the zero tolerance policy to get caught, to be disciplined appropriately, and that whoever turned them in would not be retaliated against. That is quite different from the findings we saw when we first walked in that plant 3 years ago.
The EEOC's original lawsuit against Mitsubishi accused the company of allowing a hostile work environment to exist. The government said sexual graffiti was sprawled on bathroom walls, and there were instances when male employees groped and grabbed female coworkers. Employees still complain of sexual harassment on the job, but Kreider says those accusations are now rare. The report credits a separate division created to specifically investigate charges of sexual harassment and discrimination. Mitsubishi Executive Vice President and CEO Rich Gilligan says line supervisors also hold periodic sessions with workers to go over the company's sexual harassment policies.
You know, it's all about choice, and if people make the wrong choice, then they usually don't leave us much choice. And we've had to mete out discipline appropriately, up to and including discharge.
The $34 million provided by the court order was the largest sexual harassment settlement in the history of the EEOC. Regional Attorney John Hendrickson says Mitsubishi isn't free of problems, but it has made strong efforts to prevent and control sex-based harassment in the workplace. Hendrickson says other companies can learn two lessons. First, that discrimination is bad for the bottom line. And second, that Mitsubishi did change.
So if they can change, if they can get out of the morass of sexual harassment and discrimination and retaliation they were in, other companies can do the same.
The Mitsubishi consent decree expires next month, and the report warns the automaker not to let its guard down. Mitsubishi officials say they will not. Next month, the company plans to add another worker to the division which investigates sexual harassment charges. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.